Less than a week from the start of school in Broward County, Florida, the nation's sixth largest school district, and they're already dealing with tragedy. Two teachers and a teacher's assistant all dying from COVID.
It was just heart-wrenching. My first instinct was to try to figure out to reach out to her family and reach out to the principal.
Teachers Union President Anna Fusco says all three women were in their 40s. One had a pre-existing condition.
Were any of the three of them vaccinated?
I heard they were not vaccinated.
And how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel that maybe if they were able to get vaccinated, you know, besides with the medical piece, that they might have weathered through it.
The deaths come as school districts around the country debate mask mandates in school. Near Nashville in Williamson County, Tennessee, a capacity crowd packed a raucous school board meeting this week.
This decision is not about parents' rights. This is about students' rights to safe learning environments.
Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, if you think it's okay to put a dirty napkin on a kid's face for hours on end, with touching and adjusting in a non-sterile environment, and this is going on the second year, you need a new doctor.
In Mississippi, nearly 800 students tested positive in the first week of classes, sending several schools back to remote learning. One Georgia district forced to shut down completely for 2 weeks due to an outbreak. And back in Florida, districts that started this week already have hundreds of cases and thousands of students in quarantine. All of this as hospitalizations continue to tick up. The CEO of Oak Hill Hospital, north of Tampa, says his staff is at a breaking point.
I can tell you, I don't care whether you've been vaccinated or not, because dead is dead. I'm sure you don't read the Citrus County Chronicle, but the front line story is a 29-year-old EMT who came to our hospital and died of COVID this week.
And here in Broward County, school starts next Wednesday. Earlier this week, the school board voted to impose a mask mandate that goes against Governor DeSantis's, the Florida governor's ban on mask mandates. So it will be very interesting to see how all of this plays out over the next week. Marnie?
In fact, Brian, we've learned that the state has threatened to withhold school board salaries if they don't comply. So what are you hearing is next?
Yeah, it's interesting. The state has said they will subtract the state funding of the school districts that impose a mask mandate, subtract the funding to the salaries of the school board members and superintendents. Today, again, the Biden administration said they may step in and help with the funding, Marnie.